Yahshua, chapter 8. And Yahweh said to Yahshua, "Fear not, neither be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and rise up and go to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land, and you shall do to Ai and her king as you did to Jericho and her king. Only the spoil of it and the cattle of it you shall take for a prey to yourselves. Lay an ambush for the city behind it." And so Yahshua arose, and all the people of war, to go up against Ai. And Yahshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor, and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, "You shall lie in wait against the city, behind the city. Do not go very far from the city, but you shall all be ready. And I, and all the people that are with me, will approach to the city. And it shall come to pass, when they come out against us as at the first, that we will run before them. For they will come out after us, till we have drawn them from the city. For they will say, 'They run in front of us as at the first, therefore we will flee before them.' Then you shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for Yahweh your Elohim will deliver it into your hand. And it shall be, when you have taken the city, you shall set the city on fire according to the commandment of Yahweh shall you do. See, I have commanded you." And Yahshua therefore sent them forth. And they went to lie in ambush and stayed between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Yahshua lodged that night amongst the people. And Yahshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people and went up, he and the elders of Israel, in front of the people to Ai. And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew near and came in front of the city and pitched their tents on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and their liers in wait on the west of the city, Yahshua went that night into the midst of the valley. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw, that they hasted and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at a time appointed, in front of the plain. But he did not know that there were liers in ambush against him behind the city. And Yahshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten in front of them, and ran away by the way of the wilderness. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to chase after them, and they chased after Yahshua and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that did not go out after Israel. And they left the city open and chased after Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Stretch out the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand." And Yahshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. And they entered into the city and took it and hasted and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven. And they had no power to run this way or that way. And the people that ran to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. And when Yahshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And the other issued out of the city against them. So they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. And they smote them, so that they let none of them remain or escape. And the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Yahshua. And it came to pass, when Israel had made an end of killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness where they had chased them, and when they were all fallen on the edge of the sword until they were consumed, that all the Israelites were returned to Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. And so it was that all that fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. For Yahshua did not draw his hand back by in which he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for a prey to themselves, according to the word of Yahweh which he commanded Yahshua. And Yahshua burnt Ai and made it a heap forever, a desolation to this day. And the king of Ai, he hung on a tree until evening. And as soon as the sun was down, Yahshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city and raise there upon it a great heap of stones that remains to this day. And then Yahshua built an altar to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, in Mount Ebal. As Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man has lifted up any iron. And they offered upon it burnt offerings to Yahweh and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote there upon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of all the children of Israel. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side of the ark and on that side in front of the priests, the Levites, which carried the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, as well as the stranger, as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of Yahweh had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded which Yahshua did not read in front of all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them. End of chapter.